He got from his feet as quickly as he could, wiping muck from his uniform, shame squirming in his belly. One of the glass panes in the door had cracked from the force. Through it, he saw the squalor smirking. "That's counting against your indenture," Joost said, pointing to the ruined pane. He hated how small and petty his voice sounded. Retvenko waved his hand, and the doors trembled on their hinges. Without meaning to, Joost took a step back.
"Go and make your rounds, little watchdog," Retvenko called.
"That went well," sniggered Rutger, leaning against the wall. How long had he been standing there? "Don't you have something better to do than follow me around?" Joost asked. "All guards are to report to the boathouse. Even you. Or are you too busy making friends?" "I was asking him to shut the door." Rutger shook his head. "You don't ask. You tell. They're servants, not honoured guests." Joost fell into step beside him, inside still churning with humiliation. The worst part was, Rutger was right.